Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
From the Atlantic to the Pacific, it is hurricane season, and there's likely to be a first hurricane of the year shortly, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Douglas has formed in the East Pacific and is forecast to become the first hurricane in the Atlantic or East Pacific of the year. It's moving slowly, with sustained winds of up to 65 miles per hour. Earlier this month, Tropical Storm Christina nearly became the first hurricane, but it fell short of Category 1 hurricane strength.
Meanwhile, a powerful earthquake has struck Alaska's Aleutian Peninsula. It was a magnitude 7.8 quake, and it did prompt the tsunami warning for southern Alaska, though no tsunamis at last check had developed. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck shortly after 11 p.m. Pacific time and was felt as far away as Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's something new in this year's defense spending bill as passed by the U.S. House. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The House has approved its annual defense policy bill, including a provision to remove Confederate names from military bases. The National Defense Authorization Act was approved, setting up negotiations for the House and Senate on a final version of the bill that will be sent to President Trump. As a part of the bill, Congress would allocate $740.5 billion to 3% pay raise for troops, establish a $3.6 billion fund for measures against China, and provide $1 billion to the Pentagon to assist with pandemic preparedness. It also calls for the production of a report on the threat of the Taliban and the impacts of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The version of the bill passed by the House also includes language requiring the Pentagon to rename bases and other military properties named after Confederate military officers within a year. The president tweeted last week that he would veto the bill if it included provisions to rename the bases. The White House said the president's advisors would recommend that he veto the bill, citing serious concerns about various provisions included in the bill.
And severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the North. northeast today. Tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got, yes, the one and only No Baloney, New York Times bestselling author, legal and, Hollywood analyst. He's the guy who's got his thumb right on the very pulse of the left coast, which I'm here. I made it. There were like 40 people on the plane, James, and everybody was behaving themselves, doing all the COVID social distancing stuff. No food being served. They just threw some chips our way and a little bit of water. But, hey, I was happy to land here with, a minimal amount of, concern.
Most everyone has been very courteous and cooperative throughout this entire process. The problem is, the politicians, the supposed elected leaders, are doing anything but being rational or courteous or even exercising their duties toward the people. I mean, here in California, we have Governor Newsom, who is about to let 18,000 criminals loose into the streets as he refuses to enforce the law in cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco, much like the governor of Washington, the governor of Oregon, and the mayor of Seattle, and the mayor of Portland. And the American people are watching that action take place as we have these draconian, overbroad orders here in California. Governor Newsom went from closing the beaches to preventing singing in churches, to not allowing churches to meet, to closing the public schools, to closing the private schools. The data doesn't support these orders. The science doesn't support these orders. There's only one thing that supports them: politics.
Exactly. No, people have just about had it with all this. And Mayor Garcetti, I was, ran into one of his statements, or several of his statements anyway. Just again, the Democrats are, they can't help but try to blame Trump for things that is in their purview. Donald Trump's not, overseeing Los Angeles. And Mayor Garcetti would want you to believe that, if it wasn't for him, L.A. would really be to hell in a handbasket. And I think they were already there before, COVID-19.
Yeah, no. What Donald Trump actually is doing proactively is what a lot of people were begging him to do, and that is he's formed a group of federal police, some of them in plain clothes, some in uniform, who have strategically gone into the cities of right now of Portland.
Oh, Portland, right.
I believe they're in Seattle. And what they're doing is protecting, in accordance with the president's executive order, protecting federal buildings, federal monuments from criminals. Mm-hmm. And yet the despicable, corrupt media reports people who are out there committing mayhem and causing chaos in the streets, they still depict them as peaceful protesters exercising their First Amendment rights. They're anything but that. And to the locals there, this task force that's come in from the feds sent by the president is an answer to prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an answer to prayers for all Americans who have witnessed this on their TV screens, device screens. They have seen, and now the only place you can get it, you know, is on the internet because the media is blacking it out now.
Mm-hmm.
But we can see that this is what the Democrat Party stands for. They stand for taking away people's freedoms in the name of public health, which has nothing whatsoever to do with public health, and they stand for chaos and mayhem in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is the clearest choice there has ever been. And, you know, there's some people, they don't like Donald Trump's hair. They don't like the language he uses. They don't like his tweets. Get him a clothespin. It's time to hold your nose and vote, because the other guy is an avatar. The other guy is a meat puppet. And the problem is, we really don't know exactly who is pulling the strings of the meat puppet of Joe Biden. But we have a document that tells us that Joe Biden has co-opted most of the crazy, insane policies we heard in the Democrat debate of Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Bernie Sanders is the head of this so-called Unity Task Force that's issued a document, and Ocasio-Cortez is in charge of energy and the environment.
Right.
For the New Green Deal, and Joe Biden is placed in charge of his gun policy, Mr. Gun Grabber Beto O'Rourke. We cannot possibly vote for that avatar.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, James, that it was quite interesting that Donald Trump, in his interview with Chris Wallace over the weekend, you know, made it clear, saying, look, at Joe Biden couldn't even handle an interview with Chris Wallace of that length. And to be able to, off his top, you know, top of his head, be able to defend himself, even when, you know, Chris Wallace was trying to challenge the president, you know, he had facts. He had, you know, he had his own, you know, models that he could show. And Kayleigh McEnany was there to hand them to him on a couple of occasions there. And there wasn't much that Chris Wallace, I mean, it looked like okay. But it wasn't, you know, with him trying to back the president in the corner. The president knew. I mean, he knew the numbers. It wasn't like he was sticking his finger up in the air and trying to come up with a number just for the sake of conversation. You know, and that proved itself out. Now, you may disagree with those numbers. That's okay. But at least you know that the president, when he makes a statement, it is based on the evidence. And last time I checked, what I'm hearing all the time, you know, from the Democrats is we've got to trust the science. Well, I'm not sure about trusting the science when the science hasn't been, you know, they're not batting 1,000% here. They've been missing it as much as they've been getting it right, have they not? Because this thing
is,
it's a dynamic process. I mean, what we know today
is
different than tomorrow. And so that's going to change our perspective and awareness. Go ahead.
On that subject, the president advocates the reopening of schools. Gavin Newsom has shut down public and private schools. The American Academy of Pediatric Physicians
mm-hmm.
basically commissioned what's called a meta study, where they look at every recent study, and two scientist physicians just published this study. The study looks at the risk to children of COVID-19, finds almost no risk at all, finds nothing to justify the closing of schools, and that Association of Pediatric Physicians has basically recommended opening the schools for the benefit of the mental and physical health of our children.
Exactly.
The science is on the president's side. These people who are advocating the closing of schools are clearly acting against the interest of children. The unions, the teachers' unions, unmasked themselves in California.
Without a doubt. James, we got to go to break. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there.
After the break.
You got it. Thank you. Stand by.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston continues with us. And before the break, we were talking about the demands the teachers' union was putting out there. Go ahead and unwrap that, James.
Sure. The teachers' union are not acting in the interest of children, and they have unmasked themselves by their demands. And two of the demands were here in California. One was to defund the police. Now, when the teachers' union starts echoing the demands of Antifa and BLM, we really know where they stand politically.
And Democratic talking points.
The left.
Yes, exactly.
And Democrat talking points. In addition, what they demanded is to abolish charter schools. The only redeemable thing in public education today where parents will stand in line, camp out, enter lotteries to get their kids into charter schools. These people want to abolish them. Why? Because the teachers' unions, you know, their leaders want their own ridiculously high salaries to continue, and they want a monopoly. They want power. And so it's all, again, about the teachers' union being an ally of the Democrat Party that's gone so far left that they're left of Karl Marx, and, again, leading us to this binary choice that is no choice. And, you know, what's interesting, they used to have these people called blue dog Democrats. They look around. These are the Democrats of the Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy Democrat tradition. Which no longer exists. So right. The blue dogs look around, where can I go? And they have nowhere to go. And they have to go toward Trump. They have to for the existence. Yes. This is existential. This is whether America becomes what we see on the streets of Portland and Seattle, or America becomes those principles that we heard in the speech at Mount Rushmore. That's the choice.
It's a clear binary choice. There's no doubt about it. I mean, either America continues free or we become Venezuela.
Well, it's exactly right, because these policies that are listed, they're in a document called the Unity Task Force, this one I described, where Biden, unlike conventional wisdom, the candidate would try to consolidate their base and be more extreme during the primaries, but during the general, they would come to the center. No, Biden is moving so far left, he's falling off the edge. But the reason is, we've seen the reason, Biden is not Biden. He's not the Biden of the past, who was also corrupt. He's the Biden of the present, who doesn't know where he is, can't put two sentences together, is so cognitively challenged that he is able to be manipulated. And now he's been manipulated by those in the Democrat Party that have taken over and hijacked the Democrat Party.
And they've hijacked his brain, because, James, I mean, going into this deal, Biden is like a chameleon, like you and I talked about before. He doesn't even know where he stands. I mean, forget about the cognition. Just in his political career, look back, all these decades that he's been involved in politics. I mean, the guy's squishy. And you come away, you go, what does the guy really believe? I don't know. Now add to the mix, you've got all these outside players giving him talking points that he doesn't even really believe in them. It's not even of his own fabric. Like you said, he's an avatar for them. And then you ask him a question, and then he goes, he goes bleary eyed and off into space someplace, and you think, oh my God, has he got an aneurysm here, or what's happening?
He's not,
sadly,
he's not in control. And those that look at records, they look at Trump's record of accomplishment, they look at Biden's record of making Hunter Biden rich.
Yes.
I mean, the guy, in terms of accomplishments, zilch, nothing.
Right.
And 48 years of politics.
And that's doing his best cognitive moments, okay?
Yes, no, that's exactly right. And when he has a good cognitive moment, it turns out to be plagiarism that he stole from someone else. So he's a very adept meat puppet. Mm. And so that's apparently what the Democrats want now. They're not disclosing who his handlers are, but this document discloses policies that America cannot adopt.
Right.
And look, we're talking, as I said, the word existential. has to be. That's live or die. We're looking at our heritage, our history, the fundamentals of our freedom, the very same principles that Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King invoked to make progress in this country. Those principles are being jettisoned by the far left wing. Here's a guy who has co-opted Joe Biden's campaign who is not a Democrat. Bernie Sanders has not ever been a member of the Democrat Party. He caucuses with them. He is a registered socialist. Look it up.
Right.
And so this is the guy who is praising the policies of Joe Biden that he has basically fed to him, which include open borders, amnesty, the destruction and defunding of the police, replacement of social workers for first responders, a list of insanity. A list of insanity bring misery to this country.
Let me ask you this, okay? Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the ilk of the Democratic Socialists time and again have been selling something, trying to sell something to the American people that 70%, clearly, at least 70% of America doesn't want. But yet they're able to edge themselves into the Biden candidacy and command and control, his campaign to this degree. And what they've done is basically, again, said, no, you guys made the wrong decision. This is really the way you want to go. And they've just exchanged Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren for Joe Biden. And they said, okay, we're going to pull the string, and Joe Biden on three, we're going to tell you what to say.
Well, that's true. And you asked how this happened, why this happened, why this far-left fringe was able to take over the Democrat Party. It's the same reason Ocasio-Cortez has achieved prominence. It's because the media and the Democrats believe Twitter is America. Mm. Twitter is not America. Right. Twitter is a small minority of people, many of whom use technology to make themselves appear thousands of times more vocal than they really are with fake accounts. But they believe in Twitter. They're intimidated by Twitter. Our institutions have been intimidated by Twitter. Corporate America has been intimidated. And the Democrat Party lives in a world of delusion. Mm-hmm. They will not win nationally without a big cheat effort, which is why they want the mail-in voting.
Exactly.
Which is the end of democracy in America, truly. And here in California, where they perfected ballot harvesting, which is organized fraud, paid fraud, we were able to overcome it in the 25th Congressional District special election in a Democrat stronghold. There was a big enough margin that the cheat couldn't overcome it. That has to be what happens on November 3rd.
Without a doubt. Exactly. I'm right with you on it. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and media and legal analyst right here. James, I'll tell you, it is a time for courage. And people of courage have got to step up. We can't allow the mob. We can't allow a small, like you said, and very rightly so, a small minority of self-interest politicians, to run this country or our Democratic Republic, and this great American experiment is over.
No, we have to watch the final minutes of Braveheart and hold our fists up in the air and scream freedom.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. I got to imagine with all this extra time at home with the kids, with everything that's COVID-19, there is opportunity here. We keep talking about that. And our next guest, lifestyle expert and mom, Brooke Parker, is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about the developmental benefits of chores. Maybe you've already discovered this, but if you haven't, it's a great tip here. You can teach kids valuable lessons through chores while they're spending time at home. Because, look, after all, our homes have become schools for millions of children. Parents across the country are caring for families in new ways. With the extra time at home comes extra time to involve kids in the day-to-day chore responsibilities. Oh, do I have to? No, you don't have to, but you will. Such as cooking, cleaning, and washing. While these chores may seem tedious and insignificant, they actually open doors to a multitude of developmental benefits to help prepare children for a more thriving adulthood, as well as serve as an impactful expression of care that plays a fundamental role in shaping the people we love. You see, we can turn all that nasty complaining into something positive. And Brooke Parker, as I mentioned, lifestyle and culinary expert and mom, is here to help us turn that negative expression into something positive. Right, Brooke?
That's right, Bill. That's why I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. So let's talk about the main reasons household chores should be integrated into the daily home life of kids.
Yeah, I mean, you were just really saying it perfectly, Bill. There are huge developmental benefits to having our little ones and even our tweens and our teenagers doing things around the house. It, of course, prepares them for adulthood, gives them a sense of responsibility. And I think it just took something like Whirlpool's Chore Club to kind of, you know, change this over from something negative to something really positive. For my little one, so my son, his name is August. He's five.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. He's five. It's really about creating a collaborative environment. So at his age, you know, I can't send him off to, you know, wash the windows, to vacuum, but I can do, you know, really fun things with them. Both my husband and I, we are chefs. So the most fun things that we can do together are getting in the kitchen together.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, you know, you're showing how you can collaborate. You show how you take turns. So, you know, he loves making pancakes in the morning. I might not leave the entire task to him. I might crack the eggs, but then he'll do the milk, he'll do the flour, and then we'll cook them together. So he's showing that mom and dad are working with him, but he, you know, he really is a part of it, and then he's proud of what he can do, which
exactly.
is, you know, super sweet. Then our daughter, Parker. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bill.
No. Well, what I was going to just say very quickly is that I think what we're discovering is something that's been tried and true, and that is that at the end of the day, people want to feel like they've got skin in the game. I mean, you know, just
absolutely.
And this is a way to kind of get them participating and feel like they're vested in the process, that they have their own expression, as simple as a simple duty like taking the trash out. It's like, look at this is, you know, this is what we do with, you know, there's skin in the game that has to be put into the process here of keeping up the household and doing good things and they will feel
absolutely.
The sense of productivity, right?
And, you know, we've always done this, and it's crazy. Even though, you know, survey after survey shows the benefits, now we see that it's declined over the past 20 years. And in these unusual times that we're in right now, this is the kind of we take a step back to move forward, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, with, like I said, with my 5-year-old, it's about collaborating. But
yes.
with my 11-year-old, Parker, mm-hmm. you know, she is old enough. She's almost a tween. She's going into 6th grade this year. So it's all about her gaining independence, fostering her growth, her learning a little bit about self-directed activity and self-directed learning. And for that, you know what we all do many, many times a week, and that is doing the laundry.
Yeah.
And you know what? I never thought laundry could be fun or it could be enjoyed by kids, but now it really can be. Mm-hmm. Whirlpool has an amazing new smart, capable, top-loading washing machine that has this really cool load-and-go dispenser. So you fill it up with detergent for 20 washes. So then if Parker wants to go help me with the wash, or I'm, you know, encouraging her to go help me with the wash, I don't have to worry about her putting in too much detergent.
Mm-hmm.
She throws in the clothes, pushes a button, and we all feel happy. She's helped me. She feels, once again, responsible in the household.
Where has that idea been, Brooke? I mean, that should have been something incorporated, you know, with all our technology so long ago, but it just makes so much sense, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I'm learning about this somewhat recently, and this is a game changer for moms, dads, and kids around
yes.
the country. So
yes.
I'm so happy about this new washing machine.
Of course, the kids are frustrated now because they can't do Tide Pod, you know, tests that they were doing there for a while, challenge and all that. I mean, so this will keep their head out of those Tide Pods. Yeah, exactly. It's in the machine where it belongs. That's where it's supposed to be. That's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that, Whirlpool, they came up with their chore club. So the Whirlpool chore club is kind of a curated collection of chores. So it helps me also get out of my routine of what the things like I might just have, you know, August or Parker take out the trash, but they're way more creative than you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like using some of their ideas, like fractions by the slice. I wish you could see right now. I have this beautiful pizza behind me that I made with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they're learning about, you know, how many pepperoni to put on each slice, how many slices each kid can have to make it fair. So they're learning a little bit of math, and they get to eat the math, which they love.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Which is, right, the best part.
Mm.
And then, you know, August, being just 5, he's learning his numbers, and so he can help me set the table. We call it ready, set, count. He's counting the spoons, counting the forks, and at the end of the day for dinner time, when we have a beautiful table, like you said, he has skin in the game. He feels responsible for helping mommy and daddy out, and then he wants to do more tomorrow because he's happy.
Yes. Well, and the thing is so cool with the kids is, you know, you start out with little steps like this, and before you know it, you know, they're running around and they're slicing and dicing in the kitchen with you guys, right?
I love it, yes. And it's once again, it's self-directed. They've had so much fun. They want to help. That
yes.
struggle is not there. Everyone's happy. And, You know, who knows how much longer we're all going to be, all spending all this family time together.
That's
so
right.
This is a great time to make things fun and keep things organized and clean in the house. So I'm really happy with this new system we have.
Well, Brooke, you know, I got to tell you, what I'm hearing from people across the country is that in many cases, they're taking full advantage of this extra time and the blessings of this whole opportunity is that families are strengthening because they're spending time together and doing things like this, finding new ways and re-embracing maybe some old things that their parents had taught them and then we forgot and we go, oh my gosh, you know, why didn't we do this? And it's really amazing because the thing is that the previous generation, I think maybe we've deprived them a bit because we did it for them. And we kept them from having skin in the game, right? And as a result now, they're kind of acting up. And, you know, so we'll get back on track and we'll get a handle on this. But meanwhile, this upcoming generation, they're being empowered by this. I think this time is being made, you know, for those that are making good use of the time, you know, like what you're suggesting here. I mean, these are awesome ideas. And I got to believe that a lot of parents across the country are being blessed for what you're sharing with us today.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I think this is a silver lining. And I love the word that you just used talking about empowering.
Yes.
We are empowering our kids and we're making the most of this situation that we're all in right now. And we're strengthening our kids and we're helping them become, you know, better, more responsible people.
Another tip you had was sweep and score. Who knows? You maybe have a future NFL player in the ranks or a golfer. I love this idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all about helping your child build their hand-eye coordination. Making a game of sweeping, you know, for the longest time, I have definitely been the only one in the house sweeping, but things are slowly but surely changing in my favor, Bill.
Yes, well, good.
And the kids do love it.
Well, Brooke, congratulations on what you're doing with Shore Club and Whirlpool, the partnership. Can you tell everybody where they can go for more information, if you would?
Absolutely, Bill. So for all these tips, tricks, and more, you guys can go to whirlpool.com/everydaycare/chore club.
She's the lifestyle and culinary expert and mom, of course, Brooke Parkhurst with us. Brooke, thanks again for the time and the great ideas. I appreciate it. This is a big winner. You did a great job.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. And good luck in these times.
This report is sponsored by CareerBuilder. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped for the second straight month to 11.1% in June. As industries begin to rebound, progressive HR teams are working now to be ready to hire qualified, diverse candidates quickly. CareerBuilder Chief Product Officer, Humair Gowrie, says that for resource-strapped HR teams, there is a strong need for automation and smart technology.
More than 40 million American workers have been displaced over the last few months, but there are positive signs in the labor market, with unemployment dropping and job postings on CareerBuilder increasing 65% over the last 2 months. We recently released updates to our talent acquisition suite, impacting each stage of the recruitment process. We're focused on helping employers build a diverse talent pipeline, convert qualified candidates faster, while saving up to 50% on cost per applicant. As we begin the great rehire, we're working to drive positive change in recruitment practices and positioning organizations to come back strong.
Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com to learn more.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
For over 40 years, the Tide Ministry has been sharing the gospel in India through heart language radio broadcasts and helping to make disciples of Jesus Christ through in-person contact with listeners. The recent pandemic-induced lockdown seriously hampered the Tide face-to-face discipleship activities in India, but we praise God that the production and airing of our gospel radio programs in 8 languages continues uninterrupted, and our boots on the ground at our headquarters in Odisha are able to provide listener care through phone calls, written correspondence, and literature mailing. Pray that the restrictions due to the COVID crisis are lifted so that our full scope of community outreach activities can resume, as there are still many who need that personal touch to lead them into relationship with Jesus.
To learn how the Tide Ministry is broadcasting the gospel message and making disciples for Christ throughout India, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's what's missing. Whenever we get so self-focused and indulged, you can always kind of balance it out with your sense of service. Are you serving others, or are you waiting to be served? That's the attitude adjustment that needs to take place right now. And look it, we are bombarded with all kinds of images of self-interested people. And, you know, we can have a debate to the end of time about just how pernicious that is. But fundamentally, when it comes to our own humanity and our sense of happiness and fulfillment in life, there's a lot of takeaways from what we're seeing, you know, from the mainstream media, from Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the whole enchilada here. And I guess the qualifier, at every crossroads and every opportunity like this, you got to consider for just a moment, does it add or take away, you know, from my own life? Is it adding and benefiting my own life and the people around me, or is it taking away? And that's a critical question to ask these days in the midst of this chaos that's going on. But at the very heart of this is that if we're so self-focused and not thinking of others and looking to serve others, we're a miserable lot, and this is what's starting to happen right now. I mean, the ugliness of our own humanity is on full exposure. And I'm not saying it's just the Democrats or it's just certain Republicans. I mean, look, we're all part and parcel. You're either part and parcel of the solution or part and parcel of the problem. It really is, a binary choice that we make every day in light of all these antithetical pressures that we're faced with. So this is why we're so, just so pleased and I believe encouraged when Samantha Mao comes on. And I miss her when she's not on. But she's on a little bit later this week, and had to make some adjustments here. I think she's talked to her phone. Her phone is now responding appropriately, right?
Yes, thank goodness. That was crazy.
Well, you know, it's funny how...
Such good stories.
Yeah, exactly. We got some great stories, so this is why we need to have you on here, to be encouraged to realize that not everybody is to hell in a handbasket. I mean, there are, you know, even like a six-year-old boy, right? I mean, that story about what he did to protect his little... I mean, what six-year-old has within him, has the capacity to instinctively protect his little sister? I mean, there is something about this kid. I mean, this kid needs a... some sort of scholarship to be a first responder of extraordinary heights, you know? Because this is, he's a sheepdog, this 6-year-old kid.
That's what I was thinking. He's one of those protectors, just naturally, that they discuss in, I can't remember the name of that movie, but the example with the sheepdog, you know, there's wolves and there's sheep, and then there's sheepdogs that protect people. And Bridger Walker, he's 6 years old, and he's from Wyoming, and he's already a sheepdog, or at least a sheep puppy. And so he was with his little sister, and they were walking around, and he sees this dog running at his little sister. And
how old is the little sister? Oh, four. Okay,
she's
four.
Uh-huh. So she's trying to, you know, she's there with her brother just playing, and this dog comes running at him, and he thinks to himself, this is what he says after the fact, if somebody's going to die, it should be me. And he jumps in front.
Oh, wow. He says this.
He jumps in front. He says that. Isn't this crazy? He ends up getting 90 stitches. The dog attacks his face. Mm. He ends up being okay, but, 90 stitches, his face is really hurt. And Aunt Nikki, whenever she found out about the story, she posts a picture and explains what happened and how much of a hero he is and how much he loves his little sister. And she said, maybe it would be nice if, like, the Avengers or something could reach out to him. And it turns out they all did, which is pretty cool. You know, when you're 6 years old, they had Iron Man reach out, Captain America, and whole, you know, Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo and even Spider-Man, Tom Holland, reached out to him. And I think it was just a story that touched a lot of people. And, you know, just his bravery, because I think so many of us are so scared nowadays, because everybody's so easily offended and there's so many different things. And then you see this kid just, when it came down to it, just jump in front of his sister, and he's brave, and I think it's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, we need a plastic surgeon to help this kid recover, too, because 90 stitches, and looking at this picture, I mean, this cute little boy and his sister, and, oh, my gosh, all the stitches. I mean, it's almost like that dog about removed half of his face and, by the grace of God, didn't get his eye. I mean, his eye's all puffed up and everything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just think something like that can be so scary, especially when you're so small.
Exactly.
There's no telling. It's shocking that a dog would attack him like that. I think that's just a very scary thing. So hopefully he'll grow up. And, I mean, he's a handsome little boy, and I hope that he's able to heal well and have some help with that.
Yeah, I agree. This next story is spring couple. This is interesting. Adopts 5 siblings that are separated in foster care. Boy, this is a story, huh?
That's right. So the Bonnera family, they're from Spring, Texas. And, you know, their story kind of starts off, kind of sad when they're trying to start their family. They end up having twins. This was about 10 years ago. They ended up having twins that were born 15 weeks premature. And at 5 months old, one of them passes away. And the other one's got special needs. And they're told they're not going to be able to have any more children after this. Well, go on, they have 2 miracle babies of their own, naturally. And they always know they've got a 12-passenger van, and they wanted to fill it up. And they're just like, we have it in our heart that we want a big family. And so they start fostering. Uh-huh. So a few years ago, they foster 2 children. And so they end up finding out there's more. There's twins that are also related to these siblings. It turns out there's 5 siblings that are all going to be put up for adoption. And this extraordinary family has the means and the heart to reach out and adopt all of them so that they're able to stay together. And, you know, they were talking about during quarantine, this has actually been like a blessing for them because, you know, they've been fostering these children for 2 years and they just made it official. So they're official family.
I love that photo, too. I love the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you love that? Officially a family. Oh, my gosh. You can't look at that and not smile. You know?
You can't. And everybody's just jumping up and celebrating. And, you know, for those siblings to not only be able to stay together, but to have, you know, 3 additional siblings and 2 parents who want them and have that heart for them. I love this kind of story. And I think, you know, it's also worth mentioning that this is like a multiracial family and the love, like when you see them together and just there's videos of them just like hanging out. This is a family that just loves each other, and it's just so natural and comfortable, and it's just I always admire people who reach out and open their hearts with adoption, because there's so many wonderful kids out there that need a home like that. So
and what an example,
like this.
And what an example today that all lives matter. I mean, regardless of all the racial discussion that's going on, I mean, here's a family, just a family, just being a family, regardless of skin color. It's just, hey, look at, it's just so sweet. And what an example, you know, for the rest of us to look at that and be touched and encouraged by that. This next story, you got an Amazon driver who delivers packages to a man with cancer and returns with carton flowers. What happened?
So this is down in South Carolina. Carlos Tag and his wife Denise, they have a sign on their door that lets visitors know why they can't answer the door. You know, of course, there's all kinds of different restrictions for everybody right now, but Pagan was actually diagnosed, Carlos was actually diagnosed with blood cancer in March, and he's been undergoing chemotherapy. And I can't imagine how especially difficult it is during this time to have that and the pandemic to worry about. You can't answer the door. And so he ends up having an Amazon package delivered, and his delivery driver, Antonio, he reads the note that's posted outside explaining what's going on. And so when Antonio got his own time later that day, he goes and he gets a card and some flowers, and he writes a heartfelt message to Carlos, letting him know that he's like, I'm praying for you during this illness and get better. And, you know, they end up kind of forming a friendship. It was just something. It was something special. How many packages must Amazon deliver a day? This driver is delivering tons. And then, you know, he ends up talking to Carlos and saying, you know, you're going to get better. And just those encouraging words, Carlos was just saying, it's what I need to hear, because there's no telling how overwhelming. I just can't imagine getting diagnosed with that and seeing all this chaos at the same time. I think that it could be very disheartening. And when you keep seeing in the news all the people fighting and all these terrible things, and in this guy, just some stranger stops and he goes and buys you flowers and brings back a card, it kind of, I think it restored Carlos' faith, and it restores ours. It restores our faith, too.
Oh, and oh, by the way, the driver is Black. Right?
Right.
So, I only point that out because in spite of what is happening on the streets of America and what some would want you to believe, at the end of the day, we're all human. We're in this journey together. And God bless this Amazon driver. I mean, why would he do that? I mean, again, you just celebrate our humanity and the fact that there are people out there with big hearts willing to go an extra mile and speak that aptly spoken word or offer some sort of grace and mercy and a smile to people who are in need. This mother-son duo turned Delivery Kitchen into Feed the Needy service during this pandemic. We've got less than a minute, Sam, so I'll let you summarize that.
So, you know, this is actually in India, and in India they have a special, you know, there's a lot of people that are in need right now of food, and the Chowdhury's mother and son team, they have fed over 5,000 people with homemade meals already. And, you know, it all started off with one guy who just donated to them and their business that they already owned, and he said, could you feed 100 people that need it? And it took off from there. And, you know, so there's people like this around the world that just have this heart, these givers and these
dogs. Isn't it so cool?
And
well, I tell you, it restores your faith in humanity. It really does. She's the good news girl. Now you know why. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com and go to, Sam's Corner. It's all right there. And you can find out more. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to HideYourGuns.com. That's HideYourGuns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to HideYourGuns.com.